Texans training camp today begins now. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and it was back to work.
Back to good work for the Texans. Will Fuller is on the show today. KJ Dillon, the second-year safety, and also a surprise from the founder and CEO, and observations all coming up.
It all starts right now.
There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for.
Don't drop your head.
This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We gotta keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
We appreciate you watching the show, and we start things off with quick hits and founder, chairman, and CEO Bob McNair watching practice today with his wife Janice, and needless to say, he's excited about one thing in particular, the offense and improvement there.
Yeah, and he's one of the most positive people on planet Earth, so it was a big lift for everybody to see Mr. McNair today.
Well, I guess the most exciting thing is to see the improvement in our offense that I think we'll see. And I think it's just going to be a little more productive. Our run game is so important to us. You know, we've got multiple running backs that can do well. And, you know, the young rookie from Texas, he looks like a good short yardage back that'll be able to pound it down there when it's third and two. You know, our passing game's going to be better. We've got some good young receivers. So I think they're going to be able to put more points on the board.
Yeah, and speaking of optimism about the offense, DeAndre Hopkins and Tom Savage have linked up nicely so far through camp.
Yes, they have. It's been a great combination. He's a high percentage receiver, a bailout guy, yes, a big play guy, yes, all of the above.
It's been great. It's been great. You know, Tom and I, we've been talking the whole offseason. So for us to come out here and do what we're doing now, it's no surprise either of us. We know we was going to come out here and kill this count so far, and that's what we've been doing.
He's a tremendous receiver. He's a better guy. I mean, the one thing that I don't think people talk about is how bright of a guy he is out there on the football field. And he and I are on the same page right now, and we're working. We're always hanging out, talking, and I think it's just a good relationship right now.
What about the rookie quarterback? Deshaun Watson has flashed at times and really impressed Bill O'Brien.
He's getting a ton of reps, Drew. Started out with the threes, moved up to the twos, just making play after play. Today was an excellent practice for Watson.
Tom's had a really good training camp. He had a good day today. Deshaun, for a rookie, is really way ahead of any rookie quarterback I've been around. And so it's been fun. You know, I think we've got a team that it goes back and forth. Defense gets us sometimes, and the offense gets them sometimes, and it's not just defensive dominated. And I think that's important for the team. Now, of course, we got to do it in a game. You know, we got to do it in a game, obviously. So we'll see how that goes. But very happy with where we are right now.
Last year's first round pick was Will Fuller. He's looking for big improvement in year two. I got a chance to go one on one with him.
Yeah, they all are looking for big improvement year one to year two. But he flashed last year, the punt return for a touchdown against the Titans. Some big plays for Fuller. Looking for more.
All right, wide receiver Will Fuller here on a sunshiny day in West Virginia. What has been your impression of camp differently after year one in Houston and here?
Oh, man, just a huge difference, just being a lot more comfortable out here, knowing the offense a lot better, not having to learn it, you know, coming out and just playing fast and not having to think too much and just having fun with the team.
You say playing fast, and for folks that might not understand what that means, it seems pretty simple, but what does it really mean?
Just not having to think. You know, you can't think and play fast at the same time. So not playing fast like just, you know, speed fast. Just, you know, knowing what you got to do and doing it as fast as you can.
You've got a new position coach, really two, in John Perry and Wes Welker. And it seems like they've gotten pretty creative as far as the different drills y'all do during work, maybe before things start. What have you thought about some of those drills? What have you thought about those guys as coaches?
Oh, they're great coaches. You know, it's good having two coaches too, because you know you're always getting attention, and you know, it's not too overwhelming on a coach. We have a lot of receivers, and the drills, you know, is good. You know, making situations where they can come up in a game, and you know, that's the biggest thing, to try to make it as realistic as possible, and they're doing a good job of that.
Do you remember watching Wes Welker play?
Oh, yep. It wasn't that long ago, so, yeah, I remember watching him play.
What was that like, and what's it like now being in the same room with him now?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, he's probably one of the, you know, as he's a coach now, but he just knows the game so well. And, you know, it's good getting tips from him and, you know, seeing how he sees things, you know, in the punt return game, too. You know, he gives us little tips that, you know, I never thought of doing it. They really worked.
All right, Will Fuller, we appreciate the time. Best of luck throughout the rest of camp, and can't wait to see you on the field.
Thank you.
Speaking of second-year players, West Virginia's own K.J. Dillon is in year number two as a Texan, and he's happy to be back here, but he's also working back from injury.
He is, and his coach Dana Holgerson was here last week, his college coach, and he's actually practiced here at the Greenbrier before, so yeah, he's back home.
All right, K.J., welcome back to West Virginia. First of all, I've been showing your teammates around. You guys had yesterday off. Mm-hmm. How is it to be back here playing football again?
It feels good. You know, I play football at West Virginia, so, you know, I'm loving the weather here. You know, it's better than being 110-degree weather. So, you know, it's playing some good football out here.
All right, something a little different about you from last year in camp. You're wearing number 20. Tell me about the number change. Why did you decide to change it this year?
I wore 20 in high school. You know, it's Ed Reed wore 20. That's who I try to model myself after. So, you know, just something different.
All right, so here you are in training camp. Last year was your first, it was your rookie training camp. Mm-hmm. When you look back at last year and this year, where do you think you've made the most growth?
Just knowing my playbook and just knowing what to do and just knowing my assignment and just playing better and faster, you know, because when you know what you got to do, you can play a little faster.
What is it that you want to work on? What is it that you want to get better at?
Just be better every day. Anything I can be better, if it being a teammate or just being a player on the field, just be better. Just never be the same as the day before.
All right, so you're in West Virginia. You got any friends? I saw your former coach out here the other day. You got some other teammates or anybody coming out to visit you?
They tried to get down here before they started camp, but they started camp, I think, Sunday, so they couldn't really get down here. But, you know, wishing luck to those guys like they're wishing luck to me.
All right, thanks so much, KJ.
Thank you.
Dylan's back at his college roots, and John Harris is really at his everywhere roots, the football field.
That's right. This is his home away from home. Maybe it's his home, period. John Harris with what went on at today's session.
All right, thanks, guys. It is time for observations, and we're going to start with DeAndre. No, not DeAndre. DeAndre. DeAndre White. His first day at practice, caught everything thrown his way. He's new to the Texans. He signed before today's practice, and he was catching everything. Nothing like showing up on the first day and doing some good things. DeAndre White definitely did that. And then my man Ted Johnson from Sports Radio 610, a good buddy of mine, happened to see Drew Doherty in the distance wearing his salmon-colored shorts and said, "What, is Drew going to Nantucket?" Yeah, I don't think Drew's going to Nantucket, but I thought it was a pretty good observation. And we'll finish with the owner, founder of the Houston Texans showing up today, Bob McNair, on site. It was such a welcome sight to see Mr. McNair here with the Texans. It's been a great ride already, and I was glad he was able to be here. That was fun to see him. Some great stuff and observations. We'll have more about the offense, how it looked on drive situations. We'll have more for you at HoustonTexans.com. Now let's throw it out to the Regatta and Mark Vandermeer and Drew Doherty. Guys.
And for the record, John, they're not salmon, they're battle salmon shorts, and we're not at a regatta, we're at football practice. Don't forget, you can read more of John's work at HoustonTexans.com because reading is important. You know what else is important?
What?
Highlights. You like highlights. I like highlights.
I do. As long as we don't get highlights of your pink shorts. Oh, they're not pink, they're salmon.
Anyway, battle salmon.
Highlights from today on the way out. We'll talk to you tomorrow.